Mahalia Jackson, gospel singer and civil rights champion. Written by Montrude Dunham. Illustrated by Kathy Morrison. Dedication. To my father, Albert Howard Getz. Chapter 1. Early Days in New Orleans. One Saturday, Mahalia Jackson skipped down the dirt road after her 10-year-old brother.
"Peter," she cried, "wait for me."
Peter was on his way to the levee along the Mississippi River. He looked back at his 5-year-old sister, playing along after him.
"Hurry up, Haley," he called.
Mahalia didn't really care whether she caught up with him or not. Mostly, she enjoyed skipping along barefooted in the fine dirt. Gradually, the dust formed a light brown coating on her feet, which looked like a pair of shoes. She laughed and called to her brother,
"Wait for me, Peter. Wait to see my new shoes."
By now, Peter was running up the levee. He called back to Mahalia,
"What crazy talk! You don't have new shoes."
Of course, Mahalia knew that she was only pretending. She laughed and looked at her shoes of dust again. She was very happy with those shoes. She was happy, too, to be away from home. The Jackson family lived in a little 3-room house in a district called the front of the town. Their neighbors included other African Americans and immigrants from Europe. All of them were poor and had to work hard to make a living. Mahalia Jackson was born October 26, 1911, on Water Street. Her father, John Andrew Jackson, was pastor of the Mount Moriah Baptist Church. During the week, he worked part-time as a stevedore, helping to load and unload boats at docks along the river, and part-time as a barber. Since Mahalia's family didn't have much money, she and